When Encore, the new album by the rapper Eminem, leaked onto the internet, his label responded by rushing the CD into stores early. Reviewer Oliver Wang suggests they needn't have bothered.
In a year as rancorous as 2004, few could have predicted that the most politically charged pop song would come from Eminem.
Come along, follow me as I lead through the darkness, as I provide just enough spark that we need to proceed. Carry on, give me hope, give me strength. Come with me and I won't steer you wrong. Put your faith and your trust as I guide us through the fog to the light. At the end of the tunnel, we gon' fight.
On Mosh, Eminem writes a slow, stomping beat, urging his fans to rise up, not as youth mobs, but as voting blocks. The song's overt political agenda is not what you'd expect from an artist better known for lyrical filibusters against other rappers, pop stars, and his mother.
99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom does more dope than I do. I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper, make a record about doing drugs and name it after.
Being Eminem used to mean never having to say you're sorry. But on the new CD, he offers a mea culpa for racial slurs once made against a black girlfriend.
I was supposed to dump her, but she dumped me for this black guy. And that's the last I ever seen or heard or spoke to the old foolish pride girl. But I've heard people say they heard the tape and it ain't that bad. But it was, I singled out a whole race. And for that I apologize, I was wrong.
This is the new Eminem, reflective and contrite. He's never shied away from spilling out his emotions, but he's rarely been this politic or mature. For the first third of his new release, Eminem seems poised to break into new personal territory. Not so fast, though. His sneering venom returns with a vengeance, especially when it comes to his ex-wife, Kim. His dedication to her is colorfully named Puke. When Eminem slaps at his ex again, or at his mom again, or at stars like Michael Jackson again, the album really does feel like an encore, just a continuation of his last album, The Eminem Show, which was remarkably like the Marshall Mathers LP before it. With each recycling, his wit becomes less biting, his antics less outrageous, and at times, he sounds like little more than a self-parody.
This was supposed to be my first single, but I just f***ed that up, so fuck it, let's all have fun, let's mingle, slap a b**** and smack a hoe.
Musically, the album suffers from the same repetition. Much of Encore finds Eminem and producer Dr. Dre cloning the tedious minor key plotting heard on the last two albums. The song Big Weenie is typical of that sonic sluggishness.
I don't understand. Why are you being so mean? You're a mean man.
You're just jealous of me because you just can't do what I do. So instead of just admitting it, you walk around and say all kinds of really mean things about me because you're a meanie.
Four albums deep, Eminem can no longer position himself as hip-hop's brash, rebellious upstart. He's become a rap institution as much as Jay-Z or P. Diddy, maybe more so in his ability to reach a diverse audience. Encore teases the listener with the promise of a more insightful, innovative Eminem. In clinging to his tired formulas for songwriting and music making, though, he threatens to turn himself into the kind of flat and unimaginative pop star that he spent the best part of his career so brilliantly lampooning.
That's Oliver Wang, the editor of Classic Material, the hip-hop album guide. He's also a contributing editor for Wax Poetics magazine. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.